Molly Ivins was a liberal gadfly who delivered her stings and her plaudits with a broad sense of humor and an accent that smacked more of her Texas birthplace than her alma mater, Smith College. There's a generous helping of both in Red Hot Patriot, the kick-ass wit of Molly Ivins. A couple of journalist sisters, Margaret and Allison Engel, have written a one-woman show based on Molly's history and her writings, and the Cardinal Stage Company has Diane Condrat and Alex Gulk performing the piece in the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center's Intimate Rose Fire Bay in a production directed by Martha Jacobs. The show is very funny. The story of Ivan's journalistic odyssey from small liberal weeklies where she was an anti-war liberal in oil country to larger papers, the New York Times and even television's 60 Minutes, is one that she tells with gusto and wit. She's especially funny about figures in the Texas legislature. Yes, she's the one who nicknamed her high school classmate George Bush Shrub. At the same time, there are touching moments of sadness. John Henry Falk, a writer and critic whom she idolized, was blacklisted. A love of her life was killed in Vietnam. She had a battle with breast cancer that she described candidly as massive amounts of no fun. Framing the monologue is Ivan's failure to ever deal effectively with the father that she could never please. From beginning to end of the production, Ivins is presented as a lively, thoughtful woman. She was genuinely funny, but used her humor to educate, to persuade, and to activate. Her final words on the show talk about bad, angry times when the few are screwing the many, but she remains an optimist about activism and a celebrator of the good fight. I read Molly Ivins' columns and occasionally heard her warm, rich voice, but I never saw her. So for me, Diane Condrat's face as she played the broadly smiling, energetically thoughtful lady will always be attached to Molly Ivins' words, and I'm pretty happy with that thought. The Rose Fire Bay is a 100-seat theater, and Cardinal Stage Company has added extra performances. You can find details on their website or at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.